welcome to another episode of the DDF Show with your hosts, Miko Abaro, Jim Buenavista, Brian Entak, and Papa the Nut.
Naniniwala ka bang masama si Lastic Man?
No, I don't. Why are we talking about Lastic Man all of a sudden? But I think he's a decent guy. We will be coming out with that content soon, but yeah, watch Plastic Man. It's free on YouTube for some fucking reason, along with Fantastic Man. Oh, fucking Jesus. I don't know who the fuck Plastic Guy is. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Into the
cinematic. Oh my god. Anyway, all right, guys. So I'm really bad, as everybody else who listens to the DDF show knows, I'm pretty bad at making segues. However, I am kind of good at making intros. The news is on top of everybody's minds, of course, especially with the coronavirus pandemic. But we always ask, what is the news and who is bringing the news? But we never ask, how are the people bringing the news? Parang medyo parang ginawa ko nakaka-depressed yung mga ano,
the news. How are the news?
How are the news? I could have asked that, you know. I actually, like, there was a split second decision in my brain, you know. I would have asked that. But we got one of the people who bring you the news from the ABS-CBN News channel. Her name is Nikki De Guzman. I happen to work with her. Hi Nikki, what's up? Are there? Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I was forced to be here by Miko, my news producer.
What are you being forced? Hey! What are you talking about?
I'm putting it out there, news producer ko siya, so I couldn't really say no.
No! Hey, what the hell?
I knew it. You know, Miko really always forces people, and I understand that.
You know, that kind of sounds really threatening, really? In a sexual sort of way. You know, I'm like,
yes.
Jesus Christ. But yeah.
You were in my apartment.
But I'm actually surprised.
You were in my apartment.
You know, I'm actually surprised. Miko is a news producer.
You're not surprised. Currently.
That's how it's anchor niya.
Akala ko si Miko ay ano lang, tagasulat lang dyan ng periodiko or something.
Yeah, yun nga. Ako yung tagakuha ng kape at ako tagasulat. But yeah, apparently, lately, I don't know why, but I'm one of the producers now for some fucking reason.
Bakit hindi kita nakikita sa credits?
Wala kami credits. Walang ganun sa amin! All rights reserved lang nakalalabas nun sa Tabano, 1,000 show. That's it.
Wala nakalagay produced by Miko Abaro or something.
Produced by Miko Abaro. Nikki De Guzman has been a news anchor for roughly 2 years. And she's been around to bring the news via ABS-CBN News Channel on different events. From, well, of course, from COVID-19 pandemic. She's also brought news from the Philippine Stock Exchange as a business reporter. She's also reported. Ano ba may ibang coverage yung ginawa mo, Nikki? Maliban dun sa COVID-19 at saka sa PSE?
Actually, they get me then for entertainment news. Tapos, I did this. I did host for ano yan? Square Off. It's a show then by ANC, but it's actually a debate show.
It's a debate show.
Among
that's right.
Law students, yeah.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
And now she. Yeah. Yeah, I do Tagalog newscasting too.
Diba? Where can our listeners catch you on DZMM, by the way? Aside from EZ.
As of now, I'm doing the news breaks 2 to 6 p.m. That's Mondays to Fridays. Sa DZMM. Yep. For ANC naman, I do Saturdays with Miko. Yeah, produces nga. Tapos 3 to 4 naman.
There we go. Yeah, that's where everybody can watch catch Nikki De Guzman. And now she's here on the DDF show. Welcome to our Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Nikki. And I'm gonna fucking do it again.
Chill, guys, chill. We have a guest here.
Nikki De Guzman is also one of the hottest reporters according to this subreddit I found.
Hot reporters.
What's funny about that, Jim, is nakita ko na yan.
Nakita mo ba?
And I did not know how to react. Kasi my sister tried googling me. Sabi niya, you know, we've never even tried googling me. Tignan nga natin yung gagawin natin. Sabi niya, so, mga unang lumalabas, Nikki de Guzman boyfriend. Tapos yun nga, the first article you'd see is Nikki de Guzman, hottest reporter.
Hot reporters. Yes. Or hot reporters.
Good lord.
May comment ko dito one year ago, ang ganda, smiley face.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Ano yung nag-lead sa'yo?
How I started?
Yes, I did. Not how you started, but what made you decide to actually become a news reporter? And
oh, good lord. This is actually a funny story. So, all my life kasi, I like knowing things. I never envisioned myself working in news. Never, actually. Ooh. It was always, I would read news. Kasi nga, yun nga, I generally like reading. Kung ano-ano lang. News articles, entertainment articles, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, so I graduated sa UP noong 2018. And I really did not know what I wanted to do with my life. So sabi nila, here's the thing. If you get a comm course, yeah, marami kang industry na pwedeng pasukin.
Is it true?
And...
Is it true though?
May kirot ba, ganun. Anyway.
Is it true though?
So...
I mean, look at me. Well, I don't know where. Yeah. I did get into different places though. Yeah, questionable
so,
places.
From there, big thing kasi sa akin yung my workplace has to be close to my home. So I really only had two choices na malaking companies, which is GMA and ABS-CBN. So I applied to both. Etong si GMA, binalikan ako, nakakatawa. I actually received their email about 3 months ago lang, saying na I did not get there. I did not get in.
Almost a year ago ka nag-apply, ngayon lang sila nag-reply.
Yun nga!
Amazing.
That speaks about the process.
Ito nangyari.
Sorry sa GMA.
Ito nangyari. Ito yung recruitment office sa GMA. Eh, Jim, nakita mo na ba yung form ni Nikki de Guzman? Papasukin na natin dapat siya dito. Miko, paano mo na ba yung ANC ngayon? Sino ba yan? Ay, si Nikki. Ah, okay. Right. Jim, ibay mo na pala yung laman. Right.
Yun nga eh. Well, anyway. Yeah, so, of course, napunta tuloy ako dun sa isaw. Which is actually my first choice, to be honest. Oh, ABS pa rin, number one. Anyway, when I applied dun, you can only apply for an entry-level position, siyempre, when you're a fresh grad. I just graduated, diba? So, ang opening was PA. And I applied as PA. Mm-hmm. But when I got to the interviews, that was they had me do written exams and everything. Tinanong
ako nung... The math test? Did you pass the math test?
Of course.
I didn't. Jesus.
Yeah, alam mo math guys, test. Yung entrance, parang entrance exam eh, no?
Yeah.
Yung exam sa ABS is actually a combination of math. Tapos may timer, di ba, Miko? May math, may English, may logic.
I don't fucking know.
Why?
Yeah, may timer siya. That's 45 minutes, so you have to be able to answer 50 questions.
Oh, wow.
Ganun, and
why?
Math.
Why? What may math? Bakit may math?
I don't know.
Para actually, may nagsabi sa akin, it doesn't really matter what you score. Talagang they're just wala, checking, you know, kung kaya
just to see if you can write numbers or something, you know.
Multiple choice na, amigo.
Are you a bot?
Oo, partida. Multiple choice pa. Anyway, when I got to the interview, they asked me, so what are you doing here? Bakit gusto mo mag-PA sa news? Sabi ko, well, I decided na ito na yung papasukin ko na industry. It was only then that I decided. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya, what's your end goal? Tapos, I said na I would, well, ano bang end goal when you're in news? Sabi ko, I'd like to be a news anchor one day. Maybe in a few years after learning the ropes here. Tapos, dun, sobrang swerte ko lang guys. Kasi, just so happens, they were looking for an anchor kasi may vacant spot. And so, I was asked to audition a week later. And then,
Anchor
I got
kagad.
The part. Yeah, they made me read muna teleprompter. Tapos, they made me do a parang mock interview with a government official on the spot. Mga ganun. And so, then, afterwards, yun. Sobrang bite ni Lord sa akin, in fairness.
Swerte, uy. Pero,
oo, talaga.
Pero sabi mo nga is, ano, pagumpasok ko pa lang, you're already on the news. Ikaw na kagad ang nagre-report.
This is my first job.
Yeah. So how did it feel?
Anchoring. Well, really thankful. I never really... I always attribute it into luck, mostly. Mm-hmm. I never really thought na, ano, na it was a credit to me talaga. Pero yeah, ganun. I'm always thankful, which is why I don't really ever see myself leaving ABS kasi sobrang laki ng utang na loob ko. They really took a chance sa akin. Kasi yeah, di ba, sa kasiraan nila yun if I make blunders, right? Na,
yeah.
That's on them, di ba? Pero mm-hmm. yeah, they trusted me, so...
Pero
yeah.
How does it feel na yung first time mo? Like, the first day sitting on the news anchor's
oh,
table?
Oh, dude! Sobrang nakakatawa. Kasi I was not trained. I was just told na, okay, what? Your first day on air would Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then come here at around 9 p.m. Yun lang.
Bruce and I were there during that time.
Diba? Diba, Miko? Oh
yeah.
My God. First,
we watched
first
you
day.
Right after, no, right right after right after Business Nightly with Kathy Yang. Kasi nagdadalan pa kami ni Bruce and my tating boss ko and another guy about their Nintendo Switches. And then they put up Nikki right in front and I'm like, and I was like, oh, who's this? You know? Bam! Yung pala, yo, that was gonna be the first broadcast on Graveyard.
Mm.
So, alam mo, hanggang ngayon may copy pa rin ako noon and I would compare how I read the news before as compared to now. Grabe, ang layo.
How do you find it? How do you find the difference? Sobrang layo talaga.
Before kasi, di ba nga, sabi ko sa'yo, I didn't really see myself being a news anchor. So, hindi ko siya, I don't spend time in the mirror, you know, trying to be a news anchor, trying to read all news anchory. Hindi. So, it's basically me just reading. Nagkikwento lang. Now, siyempre kasi now, you know how you read na parang you don't really understand what you're reading. That was how it was for me the first time. Kasi I was just focused on not making mistakes sa pagbabasa. Ganun.
So parang medyo focus ka talaga na, yung, alam mo yun, yung parang you want to control yourself. Like you want
tunnel vision.
Yeah, word per word. Yeah. Ganun, kailangan di ka magkamali ng basa. Because of course, during the first few months, that was all they trusted me with, di ba? News reading, prompter reading.
Yeah. Pero ano naman yung pagdating sa... Yung first few months mo, may nagturo ba sa'yo along the way?
I think yung pinaka-advice ko nakuha was with Sir Al Quinn. Sabi lang niya, Nikki, manood ka ng mga previous anchors namin tapos gayahin mo. Yun.
Oh, for our listeners pala. For our listeners pala, Al Quinn Papa is one of our former desk editors.
Yes.
He used to do the foreign desk. And he would also... I think he also used to do the online segment of ABS-CBN News.
Alam mo pag sinabi yung foreign desk, ang naiisip ko yung sa airport.
International arrivals. Jesus.
Yung mga exchange rate.
Well, ano yon? The foreign desk is just the guy who talks with the reporters outside the Philippines. That's
yeah.
what that's basically.
Saka siya rin yung nag-ano sa akin sa stock exchange. He would sit down with me tapos discuss yung concepts din about that. Kasi wala rin akong background dun eh. Tapos biglaan yun.
Parang along the way, tinuro na lang sa'yo like, this is how you gonna do it, ganun na.
Yeah, mostly talaga ganun. Like, I just learned along the way. Ganun. But it's yung advice na yun na just watch other anchors. That was pretty effective. Kasi, ayun, talagang natuto ako na okay, you're not supposed to sound fake. Ganun. Kasi, there's a difference sa English newscasting and sa Tagalog newscasting. Mm-hmm. I actually recently learned this lang. Siguro about a week ago lang ako kinausap about this. Kasi when I started doing DZMM, sabi na Nikki, you're supposed to do it like how they do it sa TV Patrol. Like, samantala!
Much punchy.
You get. Yeah, it has to be punchy daw.
Pero because of the language itself eh.
Pero sa ano?
Whereas, yeah.
Ah, sige, tuloy muna.
Kasi sa ANC, totally different naman. Parang they would prefer na you sound mas natural, you know, in delivering the news. Like, you're just telling a story in a professional way. Whereas sa DZMM, they prefer talaga yung ganun.
So, bakit ganun? Ba't iba ang Tagalog at English na delivery? What's the difference? What's the difference?
I took this Anchoring 101 class. Tapos, according to, you guys know Alvin El Chico, he does TV Patrol Weekend.
Brian knows him a lot.
Tapos, yeah, nireference ko sa vlog yun.
Reporter din siya. Anyway, si Alvin El Chico, he was actually against that. Sabi niya, I think it's time na maging swabe lang din mag-report sa Filipino language. Mm-hmm. Like, if you would notice yung ex-tour ni Sir Alvin, para siyang,
Alvin El Chico, ABS-CBN News.
Ganun lang. Tapos, yeah, it's very like, subdued. Sa pagbabalik ng TV Patrol, ganun. But then, according kasi to the heads, it's what people want, apparently. Yeah. Yeah.
It's what gets you. It's what yeah, gets your attention.
Yeah. People want talaga eh. So wala na yung nagawa doon. As of now, ganun pa rin kami.
Yeah.
We go with that, with what the people want.
Talaga eh. Audience pa rin ang nasusunod. Kasi they're,
yung sa,
they're the one who's gonna listen.
Yung sa English naman.
To be fair.
Go ahead, Jim. You know, go ahead, Jim.
To be fair, I want to hear them people, you know, say, patay, isang, squatter, guys.
Yung mga ganong klaseng ito, diba, sa TV Patrol?
I mean, yeah, parang ganun rin naman pagdating sa Tagalog. Pero mas masabi natin medyo tame yung words na ginagamit, diba? Pagdating sa pagde-describe ng tao. Nagalimbawa, news anchors or reporters would say the word squatter, eh. More on...
Sa tabloid.
No, sasabihin lang nila kung taga saan yung tao, yun lang yun. They won't say anything like squatter, isang lalaki, isang ex-anyos na lalaki na tagpo ang...
You know this, diba? As a news writer, ANC doesn't really carry stories like that.
No,
parang
not at all.
Parang we focus on bigger stories talaga. Yun, national ano stories
yun?
Or...
Ano kasi yun, sa atin kasi yung target audience natin is tangin. Ano ba yun? Ayoko kasi sabihin mayayaman eh. Yung target audience kasi natin is... may something-something achievers. Yun, may something-something achievers. Di ko matandaan eh. Yeah, something-something achievers. Kasi yeah. The thinking is that yung audience sa ANC, hindi kasi talaga, they don't really mind that kind of news. Yung nakikita sa TV Patrol.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, they're not the type of people who look like. People who win at life. But why am I writing for ANC though?
pero mabalik tayo sa pinapanood mo nga yung mga past broadcast for you to learn more about reporting, news anchoring. Sino sa mga napanood mo yung talagang masabi mong you look up to?
Cathy Yang talaga.
Cathy Yang,
wow. Used to be kind of close. So, yun nga, she has since gone to PLDT na.
Mm-hmm.
There's Miss Cathy kasi... She really knows her craft. But then again, lahat naman kasi sila eh. Actually, I'm friends with almost all the anchors. Si Miss Cathy, si Michelle Ong. Pero ang pinaka-close ko pa rin si Sir Tony, I would say.
Sir Tony.
I mean, off-screen siya talaga yung lodi ko. Lodi.
Sir Tony, shout out po kay Sir Tony.
Pero sa lahat ng mga nagturo sa'yo sa broadcasting, sino yung may tuturing mong mentor?
I have really yet... to meet a mentor, and I would like to sana. Pero the closest thing I have to yun, mentorship is Miss Rain. Si Rain Musni. Kasi what I like about Miss Rain is she's also a news producer. So, nagsistart talaga siya sa pagsusulat, and then she produces entire newscasts. She gets to decide lahat ng... she used to produce Market Edge, yun. And she was the one who took me under her wing sa PSE. Along with Michelle Ong din, ah. Pero kasi siya, she taught me talaga how to write. Tapos, ayun. Marami siyang ina-advise sa lahat ng bagay. From household issues, ganon, hanggang sa love life, hanggang sa work. Siya yung laging nag-a-advise sa akin. Everything. So siya ang aking mentor. Oh my gosh, mapapanood kaya to ni Miss Rain.
shout out po kay Miss Rain Musngi. Yeah.
Would she be happy na siya pala ang aking mentor?
siya pala po ang anak ni baka mamaya mas familiar pa matao.
Yes,
anak ni Peter Musngi.
Ah, yeah, I know Peter.
Sa DZMM.
The voice of ABS-CBN.
You know Nikki?
Peter Musngi. Yeah.
Sinipilit ko si Nico na kausapin si Peter Musngi para mag-voice over sa isang commercial namin sa DTF. I'm very serious about paying him to do a 30-second.
Well, let's see kung magkano sisingilin sa atin ni Peter Musngi. Siya, mayroon siyang mga real estate company. Ano, may real estate property sila. Tayo, we have Jim.
We have Jim.
we have, yeah.
It's Rain ang kakausapin mo dyan, Nico. Doon mo idadaan.
Mm. We have gym and some rocks. But yeah. Pero, yeah. Brian, yeah. Hey,
that sounded that sounded illegal.
Well, speaking what? Alright, let's go back. Let's go back. Let's stop talking about rocks. Let's go back talking about producing. I saw that you had a segment before that's called Nikipedia. Can you tell us more about behind the scenes about it? More like meron ka bang major input? Creative control,
something like that. This was a show by Dole.
Oh, Dole.
Nagba-block time lang sila sa DZMM. So basically, it's Dole producing everything. It's Dole telling us what they want to air. It's Dole telling us what they want people to know about Dole. Ganun. My segment was requested by Secretary Bello kasi he wanted a reporter to go to his office at least twice a month, ganun, to ask
what you guys
for updates, yeah, updates sa nangyayari sa labor sector of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Back then kasi hindi pa ganun ka widespread ang COVID, so COVID was a topic din, an issue din before, pero hindi pa to the point na hindi na pumapasok ang mga tao.
Labor. Capitalism first before viruses, you know?
Lol. So, yeah, ganun. Basically, what we do, I go there with a crew. Tapos, I just interview him. Yun lang. I just interview him. And then, afterwards, yung producer ko, I also had a producer, si Chami. Siya yung mag-aayos. She would fix the clips, edit them, and then, ayun. I would sometimes do voiceovers then.
Anong goal ba ng Dole? Bakit sila gumawa ng block time segment to on ANC?
Ang goal lang daw nila is to let people know yung mga issues sa not really actually know nga eh, to help people daw talaga. For example, if you're pregnant tapos hindi mo alam kung anong mga benefits na you could get out of being ano, tapos sa work ganun. So sometimes minsan tungkol lang din sa mga rights lang, general like rights mo as a company employee ganun, that they think people might not know, you know, the general public might not know na karapatan pala nila to ganun. So yeah, that's
why Jim, alam na pagbuntis ha.
So it's more like ano? So it's more like a public information segment.
Yeah, basically. I mean, the information presented there naman, they're all available on Google, ganun, sa internet, pero iba pa rin when it's on TV, you know. Lalo na yung reach ng DZMM, they were thinking baka mas
mabilis. Ay, ayun. Pero say ano, props rin pala sa inyo sa ANC, no? Even though you've dealt with what happened, you know what happened already, you still stood your ground and still reporting news. Hell,
ANC strong, char.
Make do with what we have.
We make do with what we have.
Ano pa nga kayo, di ba? Nag Facebook live pa kayo ng TV Patrol, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah, we simulcast TV Patrol.
Sa ANC, I think ang biggest hit natin, Nico, was the PSE thing then. One of the biggest hits kasi we lost our studio there.
Studio doon. It's this little cubby hole. It's this little cubby hole like above the ano.
Pero pero sadly lang talaga di ako makapanood masyado ng ANC dahil walang ANC dito sa TV namin. Nagre-relay lang ako sa wala kaming cable.
Yeah, cables, eh.
Cable na si Chai.
Kaya nagtataka si Miko ba't di ko doon napapanood yung sinusulat daw niya. I just tell him, I don't have cable here, man. I rely on Facebook.
Ang totoo dyan, ayaw ka lang niya i-support, Miko.
Yun nga eh. Ryan, why have you been undermining me all this time, Ryan?
Well, that's another part. Just kidding.
We don't... We've been undermining you all this time. That's why we have...
Jesus! For 8 years! Right now. For 8 years, Jim.
That's why we have...
Jesus, Jim, for college. I should have never let you move into my house, man. Goddamn. I should have never let you move into my house after all we shared and been through. All
right,
Jim.
All right, let's move on to more less on the career side, more on your geek side. Because I found out on your Instagram you really like Lord of the Rings.
Ah, yeah. That's still my chief fandom. I'm a fan of a lot of things, pero yun pa rin.
So, why Lord of the Rings out of all the fandom thing that you could put yourself into?
I would say it's because it's the definitive high fantasy medieval fandom. Pero hindi rin eh, kasi I only got into high fantasy medieval fandom because of Lord of the Rings. So I suppose it was because I was grade 5 noon when I first watched it. I fell in love with it, never fell out of it. Yun na yun. Doon na nagsimula.
Ooh. That's actually...
I don't understand then why. It just happened. Fell out of love na. Tapos, yun na, hanggang ngayon. To this day, I still buy Lord of the Rings figures. I still buy Lord of the Rings books.
What was the first Lord of the Rings movie that you watched?
I started with Fellowship.
Oh, that was a great... That was when you're still grade five, right?
Kasi yun nga, ang problem kasi dun, in terms of... fandom. Wala na rin talaga siya masyadong fandom. Kasi nga, it's not as current as most fandoms.
Ang last,
well, I mean, yeah, Amazon Prime is coming up with a TV show, di ba?
Matagal nga eh, hindi pa rin lumalabas eh. I mean, kailan pa ba huling pinalita yun?
They are filming though. Oh, yeah. Matagal na nga yun.
I mean,
pero ayun, nag-film naman daw kahit may COVID.
Oh wow, at least, di ba? Pero isa sa mga nagustuhan ko talaga sa Lord of the Rings is the lore. Kahit ang namang fan, kahit anong story talaga na kahit ako personally na binabasa ko, I always look on the lore behind, like the world building. One of the things na talaga nagustuhan ko sa Lord of the Rings yung Silmarillion yun eh, na book.
Kasi lumalalim yung story when you know yung... Nakakatawa kasi I treat them as facts. Di ba, Miko? You remember there was a time sa newsroom? Ano... Sabi ko, I was just ranting about Tauriel, yung character sa The Hobbit na movie.
Ah, yun, di ba yun? Wala siya sa book, di ba?
Dinagdag lang, yeah. Sabi ko, bakit kasi may Tauriel? Eh, hindi naman siya totoo. Sabi ni Miko, Nikki, I think you're forgetting na lahat sila hindi totoo. Hindi! They are to me! Di ba?
The fandom is real there.
Yeah, yun. Ganun yun, Miko.
How did you get introduced with the lore itself, like deeper within?
Well, nung una, pinanood ko lang talaga yung film. Tapos sabi ko, oh my gosh, so nice. I was so young back there. Tapos pumili na ako ng mga toys. I started there. I started completing yung mga toy biz na action figures kasi the skull sobrang ganda as compared to toys now. Anyway, afterwards I bought books na rin. Kinumplete ko muna lahat ng visual companion ng every film. Almost any book na I could find na connected dun sa movie franchise, movie trilogy. And then after noon, saka lang ako nagbasa ng Lord of the Rings talaga na book.
So you really talagang kahit anong merchandise, you really
kahit gano'ng kalit, like card lang yan na Lord of the Rings or baso lang yan ang Jollibee na Lord of the Rings, I would get it talaga kasi nga madalang na eh, hindi man siya mahikita ngayon.
I can't seem to find the Saruman Gandalf yaoi, but
Saruman Gandalf boys love. Oh,
pero ano?
No.
Ano? All right.
Lord.
But tanong kita, sino ang pinaka favorite mo? Sa
Sige. Lagi ko kasing sinasabi. Well, si Gandalf talaga dapat. But then kasi si Legolas, I've had a crush on the dude since I was in grade 5. So to this day. Pero si Gandalf talaga yung pinaka favorite kong character. Kung character lang.
So why Gandalf? Why Gandalf?
I don't know. I like yung aura ng mga old dudes na sobrang bait pero actually OP pala sila, ganun. They're like so gentle but
may iba naman tayo. I've watched your QA video on YouTube and it's very long, 21 minutes if I remember correctly.
Yeah, sobrang haba.
Ang dami nagtanong sa 'yon, no?
Yeah, and to be honest, marami rin akong hindi nasagot. Sorry about that. Marami talaga akong
How many questions in total did you receive? Binilang mo ba?
Hindi ko na nabilang eh. But it was definitely around more than 100 talaga.
Holy shit, like, that's
about
a lot.
200 plus, ganun. Sabi ko, hindi ko talaga kaya itong sagutin lahat.
Pang Reddit na yan ah. Reddit AMA na yan ah.
Yung AMA video nga dapat yun.
Pero nalaman ko rin sa Q&A mo na si Batman, no, favorite mong superhero. A quick question about him. Ano yung comic series or TV show na napa-decide ka na, yeah, this Batman is my favorite. Parang ganun.
Feeling ko kasi he just kinda is dahil I like gritty ano kasi movies, gritty books, dark ganun. So naisip ko
about Dark Horse.
So I never really gave it much thought na grabe, napakaganda ng pelikulang to dahil kay Batman. Hindi actually.
Yung kumbaga
it was in a general sense. Ganun, the character talaga. I really like the character. Mas gusto ko pa siya sa comics kaysa sa movies. Pero when it comes to cinematic Batman, siyempre maganda yung kay ano, Nolan's trilogy. Pero I still find it, diba, you said you watched my Q&A vid. I still find na si Batfleck kasi is stronger. He's the kind of Batman who fights alongside Justice League. If you read the comics kasi, ganun din si Batman. There's two sides to him. The detective one na focused on Gotham. And then the one na who could actually go head-to-head with Darkseid and even defeat the guy. Diba?
Yeah.
So mahirap. I understand din na nahihirapan si DC siguro to find middle ground dun. Kasi nga, it's either you make a Batman na parang, weh, tao pa ba yan? Or you find a Batman na sobrang detective lang na may sariling universe.
Yun nga yung ano eh, sa mga problem na napapansin ko rin kay Batman na that somewhat they're making him overpowered in the sense. Lalo na yung kay Darkseid talaga yung during the ano. I forgot what comic series was that, but it involves Supergirl.
Ay, ano kasi, gusto nga nila siyang makasabay, yung character.
Yeah.
Ayan, gusto, pinipilit nila siyang makasabay.
Pero ang pinakagusto ko pa rin talaga sa Batman na character, yung ginawa nila sa Court of Owls eh. Yung sobrang...
Start on New 52, no?
Oo, yung blend ng detective net, ng pagiging detective ni Batman, and his physical prowess. Yun yung parang nabasabi ko na, is in between. The parang
so, sige nga nila, diba? Pinnacle of human strength.
Yon. Pinnacle of human strength.
I want to see Batman.
Jim, I watched this like video, leather. Though, on how a dude can be Batman. Jesus. Alam nyo ba yun?
Oh.
Yeah. Parang, kung anong dapat mong gawin if you want to be real-life Batman. If you want to know how much he knows, if you want
Is this Bruce Wayne?
Yeah. Well, siyempre, kailangan una mayaman ka. Wala na doon parang X na gan. Also, Jim, I think I'd have to be a dude in the first place. So,
Wait. Ana. Si Batwoman, si Batwoman naman, meron na. There's Batgirl.
Iba naman yun eh.
Ay, pero, sa bagay, mas kinukonsider ko pa rin na female version ng Batman si Batgirl eh. For me, Batwoman is parang bago lang rin eh, but is more on the physical side. Kasi pag sirahin mong Batman, magaling rin siya magana eh, mag-investigate eh. Yung tactical prowess niya talaga ang masabi kong key factor ni Batman eh.
Konti lang kasi kahit sa Bat family yung talagang into investigating din talaga. Well, there's yun nga, Batgirl din is, pero I think it's Tim Drake sa mga Robins niya. Siya yung pinakamatalino, siya yung the world's second greatest detective, sabi nga nila.
The prodigal son of Batman.
I think Jim was going to ask a question. Jim, what
All
was
right,
that?
Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, no.
Oh, ano, more than just Western comics. Okay. Do you also know much about Filipino version comics? You know, Trece, Skyworld?
Yeah. Pero hindi ako as ano ah, siyempre.
Oh.
But I do read some of them. Tsaka, nakakatuwa rin kasi sometimes na when you say comics, di ba? It's usually yung ganun nga, Intrese, Skyworld. Pero marami rin kasing comics na, alam mo yung nang you just read them to have a laugh. Ganun.
Ah, yung mga...
Alam nyo ba yung... alam nyo ba yung... Oo, Mapugad Baboy, ganun. May bago ngayon yung Man vs. Itis. Tawang-tawa ko dun eh.
Really?
yung... alam nyo ba yung... Yeah, familiar ba kayo dun? It started sa Facebook eh.
Man vs. Mm-hmm. Ipis, no.
Not me, I'm familiar with that.
This dude would say na parang, yuck, Ipis, and then the Ipis would reply, yuck, single. Ganun lang. Ganun lang. Tapos next page, different joke naman. Ganun lang.
Para siyang, ano yun? Yung comics yung puta na, hindi ko matandaan. Pinoy comics din yun eh. Anyway.
Parang ano yan eh, ben? Yung parang mga kasabay ni Manix Abrera, yung slapstick style na comics. Like,
yeah. Kiko Machine. Kiko Machine.
Meron akong nakita sa FB, yung simpleng comics. Ayun. Libreng comics na, yata, yun?
Natandaan ko na yung comics na sinasabi ko, Hung Hang comics, ano, Hung Hang comics pala, right?
Anong Hung Hang comics?
Yeah. Yeah. Hindi ko atanat ba yun.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's pretty nice. Go on. I'm gonna search on Facebook.
Ano yung Hung Hang comics?
Yeah. Ang comic. Teka, no, share, wait lang. Hung Hang flashbacks. Wait lang. Yeah, Hung Hang flashbacks. There we go,
it sounds
yeah.
very intellectual.
Yeah, it's on Facebook, actually. You can find it. Hung Hang flashbacks. It's slice of life. And then it's like how everybody... It makes fun, I don't know, it makes funny things that people do in everyday life. You can just search on Facebook.
Hung Hang lang tayo. Yeah.
Hung Hang lang tayo lahat. That's right.
Except me.
Tama naman, joke.
Ooh. Well, pero nalaman ano nga, 'di ba? Na kanina na pag-usapan natin na mention mo nga na you're also work with Phil Barr with the Hall of Justice.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get into podcasting rin?
Oh, no. I'm not into podcasting per se talaga. Mm. So that was my first foray into that one, pero okay naman, masaya. Kasi, well, I owe getting that project to my friend Jiggy.
Mm-hmm.
He's my co-host. Siya yung nag-introduce sa akin sa may-ari ng Phil Bars. Mm-hmm. I used to go to Phil Bars a lot. Pero, yun nga, as a, ano lang, normal customer lang, ganun. And then, nung na-introduce ako kay Jiggy, he was like, okay, so we're both into comics. Pwede kang mag-host ng Phil Bars. Tapos yun, pinakilala niya ako sa may-ari. And then we had this podcast na tatlo kami. Tapos,
with Rick Olivares.
Yeah, with Sir Rick Olivares. We usually feature comic books there na nabibili din dapat sa Phil Bars. Dapat. Mm. Diba? But occasionally, merong mga hindi. Pero yun, mostly about that. Ano to help the comic book industry din. Kasi diba, makikita mo rin talaga sobrang hit sila. Yeah. I visit comic book stores now, talagang kulang talaga ang laman.
Yeah, yung iba nagsasara na eh.
Yeah, tama. Nagsara pa.
Diba? Yung hirap rin sa COVID. Lahat ng, karamihan sa retail, live events, talagang nag-hit. And they lost their livelihood. Pero anong pakiramdam na nag-host ni ka na rin ng podcast bukod sa nag-report ka pa sa TV?
It's weird. Same, yun nga. Same answer. It's weird. Kasi it's another community I'm being introduced to. Diba? Like, hello, fellow geeks. I am a geek. So parang ganun din siya. It's the same feeling. Kasi now, mas marami na akong followers na geeky, ganun. And then they would message me, hi, Miss Nikki, I'm watching. Any, have you tried this book? Have you seen it? Well, yun nga, I always appreciate it naman.
Like, game streaming.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Game streaming, I don't think I'll ever try that though.
Oh,
but no. But or you could read streaming.
Read streaming. may mga YouTube channel rin na nagda-dissect ng, parang naggagawa ng parang review ng mga libro. Wisecrack yata gumagawa ng ganun eh. I think it's Wisecrack.
Mm, yeah. Nanonood din ako ng Wisecrack.
Pati yung Earth, di ba yun? Yung alien na nag-review ng pelikula. Very, very crafty way of reviewing a literature.
Mm-mm.
Yo, Miko!
Frank did reviews too, right?
Yeah, Phil G. Frank did reviews too. That's right.
What?
Phil G. Frank. Oh, hey, Frank, we'll miss you.
Yung sa kong versus Godzilla pala. Warbat yung bago.
Ah, Warbat!
Warbat?
Yung original name niya, ng Zoe. Warbat.
Haha, he said butt! Alright. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Hall of Justice then. You said that you wanted to do the podcast, we had a little discussion about it. Having done some episodes about it, you already said that it feels weird to do podcasting, but have you ever thought of doing your own podcast in the future?
Honestly, it is a no.
Mm-hmm. Well, why is that?
Kasi nga, I am very, I don't know kung anong term dito, but I'm very technologically challenged. Sobrang hindi talaga ako marunong sa technology. Mm-hmm. Yeah, alam mo yung simple Q&A vid na yun? That's basically just putting together clips and mm-hmm. putting subtitles. Oh, good lord, it took me almost an entire day editing that.
Oh, well, you have editors here. I'm the cheapest one. Brian is the best. Yeah, Brian is the high quality. I have the pangmasa quality. Should, so,
Nikki, you should watch his fucking channel, Noose96. Shout out to Noose96. That's right, everybody. Watch his new. Ano ba bagong labas mo dun, Jim? What the fuck did you put out there again?
Gynophobia review.
Yeah. Gynophobia review. That's right. That video game with all the terrifying looking models. Holy f. Yeah, guys should watch that. Well,
so how about... But I'm happy to guest naman, and I'm very happy to host naman Philmars because I meet a lot of great people there.
I see. Welcome, work. Let's talk a little bit more about your career.
Again.
So, yeah, again about your career lang. About your work at the Philippine Stock Exchange as a stock reporter. Kasi I remember that time nga eh, when she was about to, the first time that she was about to go out, she asked me, Nikki asked me, did you have something to do with this? And I was like, I was doing the morning show. And I was thinking, first of all, is thank fuck I didn't have anything to do with. Kasi at the same time, I was also thinking, I might actually get into trouble if I said, yes, I had something to do with it. So I said, no, fuck no. No fuck no, because I really didn't have anything to do with it. But anyway, you had big shoes to fill.
But you did.
No, I did not. Nangyari nun, she had to relieve yata Miss Rain Musngi at the PSC. Is that correct ba, Nikki? Yung ba yung nangyari? Yeah, yung nangyari ba?
Yan, si Miss Nikki went on a holiday leave.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
Si Miss Rain was supposed to cover for her, but she couldn't. So,
yeah. So that's where Nikki went in. So yeah, you had big shoes to fill, those of Michelle Long and Rain Musngi. So how was the experience?
Nung una, it's been been a long time since I felt nervous about going on air, kasi I was pretty comfortable in front of a camera na by then. Pero during that time, I had to write my own stuff and wala ka kasing teleprompter there. You're just facing a small camera and you're going to pretend as if you're talking to it about the stock market. Tapos it was at the top of every R, ganun na report about the stocks that are doing well, the stocks that aren't, ganun, and big company stories behind the stock numbers of the day. Tapos, well, I'm just thankful na nandun si Miss Rain because I was trained for only 2 days. Which is why sabi nga ni... Kasi si Miss Rain, she doesn't give me all the crap na parang, kaya mo yan. She's not always like that. She's saying na, look, Mimi and I, we both have our business, we both have our master's degree in business. Sabi niya, no one's expecting you to be as good as us. No one's expecting you to know everything in a span of 2 days na we trained you. You just do what is asked of you and you do it well. You don't try to be sobrang maalam agad kasi nga, this is only what's asked of you. Parang, wag mo i-pressure yung sarili mo into thinking na you have to parang go out of your comfort zone talaga. Eh kung ito lang naman yung hinihingi sa'yo, just report about this. Ganun. Kasi sila Miss Mimi, sila Miss Rain, they ad-lib a lot. I can't really do that kasi nga, I don't know a lot about the stock market pa nun. So yun. So I appreciate that. Na parang hindi rin ako. Yun, she reminded me na it's okay. Nobody's expecting you to be ganitong level agad. Everyone knows you're just starting. So yun. If you make a blunder, it's okay. And I got good feedback all around, which is why they got me again and again.
Well, that's a good thing, diba? Na even if you only had like 2 days of training, you did well, diba? And yeah. And in ANC, you guys are expected to really perform well, and you did. It was, that's something na masabi natin. You really earned your position as a youth anchor. It's, yeah.
The most common question kasi I got when I was new was, so, sang ano na courtside reporter ka ba? Ganun. They were looking for background sa akin, sa media, which I didn't really have. I mean, yun nga, I was never a reporter in school. I didn't, kasi the others then thought na I was from a smaller station na pinirate lang, ganun. Hindi rin po. I just came from school.
Talagang fresh talaga.
I came from school. I don't know stuff.
Talagang fresh from school. You jumpstart on reporting na talaga. You know,
kaya...
Talagang ano no, I mean, bibihira yung ganyan dahil as far as I know rin, base na rin sa kinikwento ni Miko, na karamihan sa mga news anchor ay dati daw reporter. Tama ba ako, Miko?
That's right.
Been a few years, 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're expected to be like a reporter for like a decade or so.
Yeah.
Or before to have seniority, tapos doon ka pa lang mapapansin pa lang para sa
unless
mga
Miko, unless you did courtside reporting.
Yeah. Yung backwards sports ka.
Pretty girls, yun.
Yung pasok ka agad pagka gano'ng weather or kaya showbiz, gano'ng agad. Pero you won't see yourself like agad dun sa like pag national, like TV patrol dun sa, di ba, kahit weekend, you won't see yourself there eh. Agad, you really have to be a reporter talaga.
Which because, is why, sabi ko sa sarili ko, this is, I suppose, this is gonna be the industry I'll be growing old in na. Kasi I don't really know what else to do. Para,
Do you feel like you want to do something else?
Well, yeah, lagi. Pero hanggang, I never really think about how to get there. Talagang, I wonder what it would be like to enter ganyan. Ganun lang, I wonder, but I never think about leaving my job. Kasi nga, parang wala na akong ibang ma-imagine na gagawin ko pa sa buhay, and I honestly don't know if I can shift careers pa talaga kasi this is all I've ever known. If you look at my resume, lahat news. It's hosting, news, reporting, writing. Puro news lang.
May sinabi nga si Jim Lee regarding sa pagpasok sa DC Comics. I-segue ko lang sandali. Medyo relate rin dito eh. Naalala ko sa interview kay Jim Lee na mahirap makapasok bilang comic artist at mas mahirap magstay. Kumbaga in relation to you and Miko's industry. Kapasok nga kayo but you've sa tagal nyo sa I mean di pa naman ganun katagal but year I mean 2 years is already long enough. You've earned the position eh. Kumbaga you've earned the seats that you have there.
I mean,
I guess I fell into it.
I earned my spot being a degenerate, you know. It's hard to get into it.
Si Jim kasi yan eh, nag-evolve yan si Jim, pero pabaliktad, pabalik yan. No, just kidding. Pero,
it's harder to get out.
Now that you said, Nikki, now you said that itong ANC, itong reporting, newscasting, ito na talaga ang industry na talagang you'll grow old in. How do you see yourself in the broadcasting career in the future? Like 10, 5, 20 years, something like that?
I'd really love to be able to do interviews on a regular basis. Kasi I actually prefer to do the asking. Kasi kaya nga naloloka ako dito. Ako yung mini-interview.
No worries. You'll get...
We were actually talking about this just the other day. Kami ni Miko. Just yesterday. Sabi niya, so where do you see yourself by in this industry? So you could just wanna anchor for the rest of my life.
HR ka pala.
And I just want, basically, ang simple lang. I just wanna do better, wanna be better at it. Ganun lang. Mm.
No, kasi, ano yun, Jim, sorry?
Sa, I have my own HR, yeah. Show na.
Mm. May naisip mo rin ba na ano ba? Na-consider mo rin ba na magkaroon ng sariling show sa ANC or anything?
Kung magbibigyan one day. Kasi ANC is not just about news. Eh. Meron silang current affairs. Alam mo yung mga hosting ng law debate show. Mga ganun-ganun.
Pero kung bibigyan ka ng freedom to choose whatever topic you want to talk about na related sa ANC, na related sa current affairs, ano yung pipiliin mo na i-host?
Maybe parang what's my dream show?
Yes.
To host?
Mm. Yeah, what's your dream?
It would be a geeky show.
Ooh.
You know, guys, alam mo yung wala lang. I don't think this would happen anytime soon.
But you can share naman.
Alam mo yung it's a 30-minute show na ang news items lahat pop culture.
Ooh.
Ganon. Either geeky or pop culture. Parang mga e-news. Ganon.
Mm.
Pero 30 minutes lang and then I'd be anchoring. Saya sana yun. And then once in a while, you'd get guests. Ganon.
Mm-hmm. Basically, parang magazine show type, no?
Yeah. Ganon.
Wow.
Within.
Yeah. So before we end, this episode of the DDL, ano yun, Jim?
Speaking of geeky stuff, Nikki, if you were if you had the choice, which dinosaur would you wish you were?
There we go. Good. That's a good question.
Yeah, because I'm really into dinosaurs. Kasi fun fact lang, my very first book was about dinosaurs.
Ooh, ABCs of dinosaurs.
That's why I got into it. Hindi, it wasn't even like that. Talagang ano siya, storybook ng dinosaurs. Ewan ko ba sa tatay ko. Anyway, that's what got me into them hanggang sa movies and sa toys. Kami nung brother ko. Talagang we collect dinosaurs. And we have extensive knowledge. Hindi lang
which,
normal. T-Rex.
Which dinosaur do you identify as?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I don't really identify with them, Jim, but I don't like them.
correct me if I'm wrong. Is that passive, what was that one with the hard head?
Pachycephalosaurus.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. You got it. Yeah, I identify as that one.
I identify with emo ko kung may meaning yun na.
Matigas ang ulo niya.
Yes.
I would go with a sauropod. Kasi when you say sauropod, these are the ones na...
And like the bronto, right?
Yung leeg, mahaba
yeah, brontosaurus.
Yeah, pero that's a category kasi of dinosaurs. Pero within that, I used to say seismosaurus kasi he was the biggest sa ano. Sa in terms of
diba sa dagat yun
hindi right? sa
you mean like what the Loch Ness Monster or some shit
does look like the Loch Ness Monster but without the flippers on land. But then it was quite recently 2-3 years ata proven na it was just an oversized Diplodocus pala so I would now go with Diplodocus. Ganun kasi, yun yung nakakatawa sa dinosaurs eh. Like yung Spinosaurus, did you guys watch Jurassic Park 3?
Spinosaurus.
I only knew dinosaurs in the game Ark.
Yun, Ark Survival.
Anyway, yun si Spinosaurus. Sunod-sunod yun. For the, after 2 years, nasasabi na, oops, aquatic pala siya. Tapos after 2 years, nasasabihin, oops, he didn't walk on all fours. He walked on all fours pala. Hindi pala siya two-legged lang. Ganun-ganun. So, laging may update sa dinosaur. So
wala bang dinosaur na nag-a-addict? Like, I wish there was a...
No,
like, you would eat all these psychedelic plants.
Psychedelic plants. Mushrooms. Stoner dinosaurs, man. Yeah. Damn.
Guys, even Skyrim. Because you know, Jim's been mentioning all these being high and...
Skyrim.
Ngayon,
oh boy.
I got group, right? Di ba? Ano, Miko? Mm. The what? Redwater Skuma din.
Yeah, there we go, on Facebook, that's right.
Yeah. I think you should add Jim kung ano siya.
I'll add Jim there, sure.
God damn.
Seems like the guy who would hoard skooma. This guy.
Jesus.
Jim? Oh no, if you saw one of his videos, ang daming bote.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm gonna traumatize Nikki after this.
Very good.
God damn you, Jim. Come on. But yeah, so.
Shout out to Noose96. Watch his goddamn channel. You'll see all sorts of content there. You'll wonder why God still lets humanity continue. Okay.
So, before we end this episode with Nikki, I'll ask this final question. This.
What is sobrang important, tipo mga Imperials or Stormcloaks?
Oh no, yeah, no.
There you go.
Well, I tread between there. I tread between them when I played Skyrim because I see them as both racist. No offense, Well, no offense
to racists.
No offense to racists. Ito, final question lang. Na we know Nikki is a broadcaster and a geek. Behind the news anchoring, behind the podcasting that you co-host, who is Nikki De Guzman?
Oh, I'm a really boring person.
Really?
Yeah. All I do at home is read, watch movies, and repeat.
I like boring people.
That's a different kind of boring, Jim. There's both the verb and there's the adjective. Okay, what are you talking about? All right. Here?
All right, let's go back to Nikki.
Hindi ako okay. Well, I'm definitely not sporty. Mm-hmm. I've never even attempted to go inside a gym. Alam mo ba yung philosophy
ko sa at home?
No, I don't. Kasi sabi nila, when you work out daw, hahaba daw yung buhay mo because you're healthier. But the amount of time kasi na hahaba ng buhay mo, eh yung amount of time din na pinag-gym mo. So wag na, quit lang.
Jesus Christ.
There
we go. Anyway,
so that's my philosophy sa pag-gym. Tapos sa, okay, sa friends naman, yun nga, as mentioned, people think I'm an extrovert because I don't actually have problems talking to people talaga. Mm-hmm. I'm not shy or anything. But yun nga, it takes a lot sa akin. Parang I really exert effort. It doesn't come naturally to me. Ganun. Yeah.
Kailangan talaga effort pa talaga, no?
Nag-e-effort akong maging friendly, ganon. I'm just really happy that it doesn't come off that way. Pero, yeah. Ayun, I'm a loner. I have about 2 friends. Ganon. Joke.
Well,
ayun. At home, yun. I value my hobbies very much. Super duper. So I always have to have time for my hobbies, which are very passive hobbies. Watching movies and reading, basically. Minsan, video gaming, ganun lang.
So you're basically an introvert.
Yeah. Sabi nga nila, wala akong buhay.
Grabe naman. Hindi naman. Hey,
tapos pag lumabas ako, pag nag-makeup na ako, and then, ano, ako na si Nikki De Guzman. Okay, yun.
Damn.
So my alt.
We're all introverts here.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, introverts.
I'm an extrovert, but I like people, so it doesn't, you know, it does work.
I like people, you know, in short bursts. You know, like five 3-minute tops. You know, that's okay. Yeah. I've had my fill.
There are a couple of people naman na I enjoy talking to. Mm-hmm. You know. Pero it's a short list.
Sana nag-enjoy ka rin sa amin sa podcast na
to. We're on the long list.
We're on the long list.
Yeah, we're on the long list. I'm sorry to tell you guys.
We apologize.
Jesus, but yeah. First of all, Nick, thank you so much for showing up here on the DDF show.
Andiyan ba ba si Mary?
Alright. Andiyan ba siya? Yeah, she's there. Baka naka...
Mary-chan.
Mary-chan! Oh! Jesus, there we go! Woo! Mary-chan this! Oh, yada!
Hindi nga daw siya mahilig sa anime gym. Come on!
Yada! Yada this!
We're trying to slowly convert her.
She can be converted, Char. But yeah, and that was another episode of the DDF Show. Of course, remember to always catch us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcast fix. Brian?
All right. So we also had our social media stuff, our Facebook page, the DDF Show, where we shitpost. And, hey, nagla-live na rin kami ngayon. We're doing DDF Live every...
DDF Live!
Yeah, every Sunday. Every Sunday... 8:30 p.m. Every Sunday night, 8:30 p.m. We're doing live. We're talking.
I suggest guys, you come around 9 o'clock because that's when it really starts. We just put up the whole thing at 8:30.
Yeah. Pero yun nga eh. We started doing DDF Live where we talk about the latest stuff that's happening, happening in the Philippines and in the world, like the RC Cola stuff or the BSP logo. Yeah, we're gonna talk.
Unenlightened views. With fake news, that's right.
And we also have our Instagram. You know, we post updates there. Follow us on Instagram, the DDF Show.
Post updates there. Yep, that's right. Follow us on the DDF Show. And of course, we're forgetting. Do not forget, everybody. Iron meme coming out this December.
Hell
that's
yeah!
That's right, folks. Whose meme will reign supreme? Yeah. Watch that, Mary. Iron meme, Mary. Watch that, Nikki. Iron meme.
Mary.
That's right.
Mary.
Yeah. Our meme.
Yeah, watch that on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to us on your YouTube channel too. Meron na kaming vlog na nilalabas ngayon.
Guys, watch the vlog. It's like there's like everything there. You've got rotting food, lo-fi samgyup cooking, and all. You've also got me hitting up Santa Clauses. That's right. All there on the DDF vlog.
Yeah.
And lastly, I just forgot. Holy F.
Patreon?
Am I forgetting Patreon? There we go. Yes, please fund our cocaine habits. Please fund our Patreon. It's only $2 per month. Yeah, budget meal na yon, guys. Isang buwan, budget meal, $2.
Yeah, for $2 per month, you'll be getting the full episode of our interview with Nikki De Guzman. Mm-hmm. And also our past episodes, including Typical Pinoy Crap, CNL, and we also had there the full episode of the Iron Meme. The full scale episode of the Iron Meme.
Uncensored.
Unfiltered.
Uncut.
That's
right. I think
you guys should meme group.
Yes. I used to have a meme page.
Cheryl Cosmic.
Yeah, Cheryl Cosmic.
With dank memes, the now zooked dank meme gang.
Dank meme gang. Brian, do you know that?
Oh, I know more than just that. Mamaya na, after the podcast, ikukwento ko na lang yun.
Okay.
Alright, so that's it.
Yep. And that was another episode of, the DDF Show. You'll be seeing us, or rather, hearing from us next time. And that's where the music starts. There we go. Hell yeah!